No, you're fine.
It's Shut the Fuck Up. Anime is on. Welcome back, everyone. It is me, your lovely, lovely host, Frankie, aka Pixel Potato. So excited to be back here with you guys. So I'm gonna go ahead and before we get into our topics, have my amazing co-host introduce themselves. I haven't seen the screen. Alex, how are you doing today?
I am good. I'm having a wonderful time. I'm ready to get into these topics. One I know a lot about. One is going to be d difficult, not for the reasons you think, people. It's just it's not a qualifier for me.
Oh,
It's
can't wait to
never
come
been
back
in.
to
It's never been an
that.
issue. I've never really considered it. It's more of a bonus, but we'll get to that part.
Okay. All right. It isn't. Never mind. Never mind. All right, Ivan, Mr. Chico Stick, how you doing today?
Chilling. I haven't been on in a while, so I'm excited for this topic.
I know,
So
finally. Sheesh.
I'm sorry, man. I got bills to
That's never been a deciding factor for me. Because as I told them before, y'all, I went into my job this morning. Well, this is Wednesday. I went in and literally just quit, like on the spot. I went in sweatpants, went in my Jordans and a tube top, and I was like, I'm out. So
Yeah, she
fuck
just
these
walked
bills.
out.
Yeah, fuck these bills. Okay. All right, guys. All right. So we have a couple of topics for you today. But one of the ones that I really want to get into and discuss with everyone is something that it's a phenomenon that's happening with anime in general. Like it's sweeping the nation by storm. I'm surprised there's not like a you know how they did the Satanic Panic when it came to Dungeons and Dragons? I'm surprised like they're not doing that with anime of some sort. But want to figure out why you guys think anime has become so popular now, why it's so mainstream, why it's so widely accepted, why everyone and their mother, literally even mothers, are into it as well. Like grandmas are into it. Your pastor's into it. Sweet little lady down the street's into it. Just it's I don't know where. Well, I do know now after I sit and did some pondering. But Alex, what are your thoughts on this?
All right. Well, there's a couple of there's a many reasons. I'm gonna give a couple of mine. Number one, I would say social media,
Okay, yeah.
because the world is getting closer to connected. People can now share their interests, share what they like. So one person started saying, "I like anime." Then another, "Well, me too. Me three. Me four." So that I remember the early times. I was there for the boom of when it started spreading out amongst other than smaller circles. I was like the YouTube era. Actually, a little earlier than that, like I told you about BitTorrent and stuff. And even then, you assumed it was a small community. So you would assume, all right, it's like a little people better here, a little people there. So you would never know. But now you're seeing like YouTube is where, oh, people started uploading episodes. People started showing, I like this. They would, and then there would be people commenting on it. So then you would say, oh my goodness, I like it too. I like it as well.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's so cool. That's so social media, again, memes are being shared. We realize, and we all used to search the same like pictures on Google to print out and post on our walls of different anime things. So social media is a big thing. Number two, it's that people, it's same as other forms of pop culture, is beginning mainstream where, like, when you see, it's same as with cons and other stuff. So now people are coming out of their shell. It was probably many people that loved it, but now people are being open. Oh, I love anime. I love you too. I used to binge watch. Even at my job, I've seen people say, yeah, I used to watch too. I was like, word. So there's that thing.
Yeah.
More people are willing to admit, yeah, of course they used to watch. There's no way these things used to come on TV the way it was, and they weren't getting millions of viewers. And especially in that generation when there wasn't other distractions. So
Right.
that was all you can watch. So obviously, yeah, of course more people would have been watching it. And the last one I would say is that celebrities from our generation are now becoming like popular and mainstream. They're admitting their love for anime. And so now that's influencing other people. Like, what is this? Well, like Meg Thee Stallion, when she did the Todoroki
Oh,
outfit.
and she did the cosplay.
Exactly. It
Michael
was
B.
like
Jordan
Michael
when
B. Jordan with
Naruto.
oh God, let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about it. I mean,
Naruto.
freaking in Black Panther, his outfit is inspired by Vegeta.
Yeah.
So that's it. More celebrities are now saying, yeah, hell yeah, I used to watch it. And it's across the board. So more people are like, wow, this is so, that's the thing. It's the mainstream culture almost. Not as that big yet, but it's open up. So I think those three things. I don't know if you guys have others, but those would be mine.
I have one that you haven't touched on so far yet. So Ivan, I'm gonna let you go. Why do you think anime has become so mainstream and popular now?
So I have like a lot of like factors, not even factors, like I always paid attention to a lot of things. So obviously I'm gonna go with celebrities first too, because I don't think people remember the Harder, Better, Faster music video by Kanye West.
Everyone remembers that, yeah.
Literally a parallel to the movie Akira.
Yeah.
Every single part. The Matrix was influenced by Ghost in the Shell. And I follow a lot of things. I'm big into movies, so I pick up on a lot of things. So one of Jamie Lee Curtis from the Halloween series and Freaky Friday.
I know what you're about to say. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't even know about
it. She's up, and I'm gonna say it. She's a fan of One Piece, and like,
oh God, are you serious?
Yeah, she said that her favorite character is Tony Chopper.
I don't know who that
She's
is.
She's hardcore and... into like the nerd. Well, she just finished. She officiated her daughter's wedding dressed in like a WoW cosplay.
Yeah, she's like really?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I follow her.
Robin Williams, rest his soul, his favorite anime was Evangelion. In one of his movies, he's holding an Evangelion toy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they put up like the celebrities definitely have one of the biggest influence. Like, look at Michael B. Jordan. He has a Coach collab with Naruto.
Oh, God, please.
Oh, I wish I could afford it.
That pisses me off so much.
Same, because like we have Hypeland, so we don't need. We have Hypeland and Primitive, and they're affordable and they're great. And yeah, and clothing. There you go. I didn't even think about that. Clothing lines have been like doing all these anime collabs, and like people go crazy over them. They sell out quick.
I feel like they're doing the anime collabs because anime is popular now, though.
When I was younger, one of the first set of shirts I used to see was, they would take DBZ, but alter it just enough where they couldn't get sued. So it was the bootleg joints.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about. When like the DBZ, like they had like close to original characters, but you could literally tell that it's like, oh, that's Vegeta. They just like did like some alterations
just so that they don't. And also I remember seeing a lot of Rurouni Kenshin like shirts.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have like button down, like beach type button down joints.
Did you have some, Ivan? Is that why you're laughing?
Bro, I had my Sonosuke one.
That was there, like, you go. See? I remember those.
Bro, it was Sonosuke on my right hand side.
It's like a silk shirt.
Yeah, bro, that's my shirt, bro. Yeah. I was mad when I got fat, bro, because I couldn't wear it no more. Also, music, because like a lot of these rappers, like I know I mentioned them like before, Rob Banks, Denzel Curry, they're really big into anime, and Lil Uzi. I think Lil Uzi's car is like anime influence. Mm-hmm. The reggaeton artist Anuel, he has like both of his cars are decked out like Super Saiyan Blue Vegeta and Super Saiyan Blue Goku. So I think like a lot of these people with these big followings have helped a lot with like, and I'm not mad about it, because I'm like, now you're being like, before I used to be the gatekeeper, like, oh my God, you weren't into anime when I was into anime. And that's just me being bullied, like the bullied Ivan and me. But now I'm like, I'm glad that it's being more accepting, it's being more open, it's getting like, I also want to, and as much as he doesn't like to say it, I will like to like thank Hayao Miyazaki, because as much as he says Studio Ghibli is not anime, it's still anime influenced style, and people will.
He says that.
Yeah, he says anime was a mistake.
Sir, you are one of the icons of anime. You need to get it together.
Yeah, that was a big deal. He said like he blames the otakus. He doesn't like otakus, and I'm like, yeah. And he has a huge influence in that. Like people were big into like Spirited Away literally won an Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, so like I think those are like the biggest influences. I'm glad for it though. I hope it keeps going the way it does, and like all these people get the exposure, all these like mangakas and like you know, anime creators get the exposure that they need, because like it's fun. It's a great market. I think we touched on how like that's probably Japan's number one market is like anime.
Well, you know, like how the mainstream is that you have black creators here going over there and creating manga and anime.
Yeah.
And that's due to how mainstream it's gotten, that they Japan themselves are willing to go outside of their own thing. And like, yeah, we're bigger than just our country. Yes, we're the starters of it, but this has grown bigger than us.
Literally.
Right. So I agree with you guys. Like, celebrities, of course, huge, especially the celebrities that are in our generations that grew up having it on TV all the time. They're putting it more in their music and admitting that they watched it and they loved it, yada, yada, yada.
I got another great story. You guys heard of the Z-Way?
Heard of what?
Z-Way. She's like a female like comedian. She has like a show on Showtime. So you guys heard of The Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on The Breakfast Club and they were doing a bit with her and they were doing, she made Naruto. She was making anime reference throughout the whole episode, the whole interview. They had no idea what the hell she was talking about.
What?
She was making like Naruto. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and she had to say, well, Naruto, what is that? And they're like, she's like, it's an anime, guys. Don't worry about it. You're not going to know about it. But the fact that it can go on the show, like, was solely hip hop, black culture and thing. But yet they didn't know. But she was still on that platform when she could mention Naruto in that space, shows how big it's gotten. She's a super nerd too. Look up Z-Way.
Okay, yeah, I will, definitely. Another thing, of course, is people, it's a era now, a generation of people just truly being able to be themselves and not give a fuck anymore. You have a lot more people coming out about who they really are and not having, and don't care about fitting in. So that was, yes, people back in high school that got made fun of for watching anime. Like, no, now it's acceptable because we don't give a fuck anymore. Yeah. I do want to touch on the gatekeeping thing with Ivan, because I feel like majority of us, not all of us, did feel some type of way when anime became cool, because we all remembered kind of suffering in high school. Like, I kept it a secret. No one really knew I was into it, just because I saw like how the kids that were doing the Naruto run through the cafeteria and doing the Rasengan at the lunch table. I mean, we're getting, I was like, I mean, it's too much, but I was like, ugh, I don't want to be associated with that. So no,
that's what it was.
About,
like,
I don't want to talk about like,
you do that, you do that, you do the thing. Even my people was joking me when I came down to Metcons, oh, you're going to your anime orgy? I was like, first of all, I wish. Second of all, fuck you. And so when I came back, how was the anime orgy? I was like, again, I wish. Second of all, fuck you.
Yeah.
I think the people with the cat ears and the Naruto headbands also didn't help out, like in middle school. Like, I had a few fun fact. I forgot what her name is. Like, and a funny fact, it's gonna sound weird. I looked her up recently because I was like talking to my friends, like, yo, you remember that girl from middle school that like used to walk around with the cat ears and the tail? Hair was like super long. Yeah, she's fine as hell now, and she's still in it. And I'm like, see, can't sleep on these anime people, bro.
No, you cannot sleep on these anime bitches at all.
I was like, fine now. I was like, oh snap! Like,
and all the guys who thought that she was weird and made fun of her, they're gonna look at her now because they're all in the anime now, and they're gonna be trying to slide into their DMs, and she's gonna be like, fuck you guys, you were making fun of me and my cattail. Now you can't participate in sex when I have my cattail on.
That's my
fuck
cue.
You guys. That's my what?
My cue to leave the chat. As I'm being.
But one of the main reasons that I think is the number one reason why anime has become popular, and like I said, I was sitting here trying to figure it out because I wanted to make sure like I had a good list of things for why. And it clicked on me as I'm flipping through Netflix and all these ads for animes are popping up on like the resting screen. Streaming services, I feel like, are the biggest reason why anime is so popular now.
Access.
Because beforehand, I remember Ivan, like one of the first episodes you did, we mentioned Saiyan Island, having to watch it through that way and have it getting broken up into like 10 minute clips.
And that's when it got easy. I was happy for Saiyan Island. I was like, oh my God, it's all in one place. I don't have to go search five different sources or five different torrent sites just to find the third part of to know how an episode ends.
Yeah.
It's one video that plays the whole thing. What?
Because
it subs.
Because I feel like back then with anime, you had to be there watching it.
Yeah.
And making sure you're there on time to actually truly enjoy it. Now you have streaming services where everything is just at the tip of your fingers.
Motherfuckers had to go to video stores to get tapes.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, if you didn't know about it, like, you're not going to walk over to that section and realize what's going on. So I feel like streaming services are the main reason why now everyone's watching it, because it's just,
it's easy.
It's easy. It's super easy. People are realizing how and it's not a kid's anime. It's not a kid's show. It's not a kid's cartoon. I want to say maybe like 70-80% of anime is not meant for children.
Yeah, it's like, it's completely adult themed. Like, it, whether it be Naruto, whether it be One Piece, Bleach, like, people like look at the animation, they're like, but then I'm like, damn, it's like really strong. Like, if you're not an adult, you won't actually be able to like to captivate like the things they're saying or like going.
Or you shouldn't be seeing that as a child. Yeah. What's
exactly like? I was telling people like, and like, I remember I said it like, four kids kind of did like ruin One Piece, but then like when you watch it as an adult and you're just like, wow, like no wonder they censored like every day. Like, this is crazy. And then with you're saying like, it's not for like, I think also I have a niece in Colombia and she's trying to get into anime and her mom's like, no, it's a kid's thing. I was like, oh, if you only knew.
Show her Attack on Titan.
No, your daughter's trying to watch Freezing, bro.
Yeah. I got nervous when what'd you say, Ivan? You're cutting out. Like, I'm sorry.
Have you ever seen Freezing? Have you guys ever seen or heard of Freezing?
No.
Let's just say it is not for kids. That's all.
If you're gonna bring it up, you gotta say what it is.
Oh no, it's just a bunch of sexy girls are just beating the crap out of each other. That's like the most simplistic way I could say it.
That's called Freezing?
1 minute.
Yeah.
No, okay, but actually, Alex is Googling. It's actually
really, just to be safe, I'm going private search.
Just in case. I want to look this up now. Wait.
Freezing is fire, though. It's a really good show. I haven't seen it in years, but like,
oh, it's
like
a show. I thought it was a thing.
All right. I see titties and panty. Okay. All right.
Freezing.
Chick making an old face. Yeah. Okay. More titties. More. Cheeks.
Oh, yeah. Instant old face.
Uh-huh. But they fight.
Uh huh. Okay. Like the main thing is her cheeks is hanging out.
Titties. Titties everywhere. Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Ivan. Thank you. But yeah, I got nervous when my sister, my nephew saw my Vash Stampede cosplay and he was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to talk to her about it and let her know, like, I want to dress up like that. Nah, nah, nah. And my sister's like, yeah, he's like getting into anime. And he's like 7 or 8. And I'm like, you're monitoring, right? What he's watching. Yeah. You're like, parental controls are on, right? Because like I told her, I was like, that's not something you can just turn them loose with. I was like, it's not, majority is not meant for kids. Like, please, like, watch, make, like, pay attention to what he's watching, pay attention to the ratings. Because even if it looks like a cute little kid show,
it's not.
It might not be. Pay attention to the ratings, please.
But you know, I know we're I'm gonna touch on an old episode we did, but like Toonami, like, is obviously like the biggest influence in the United States for it, because like, not only did Toonami have anime, then WB had anime, then like Nickelodeon made their own. I'm just gonna say it just to cater, because yes, I have realized how great Avatar is. And I'm like, wow.
Okay, sidebar. Where are you right now?
Zuko is turning good. He's like training right now.
I'm
like,
wait. What season?
Oh damn, I don't remember. I just remember like, holy shit, Zuko's like that dude right now. He has like his hair is down.
We need more background on like what else is going on.
I'm gonna give you like a whole breakdown, and like I'm like, his hair is down now. That's what I'm like, I'm at hair down Zuko.
That sounds like season 3.
Ivan, you need to elaborate more on what else is going on with the other characters.
He's like
characters.
Huh?
What are the other characters doing?
Oh god, I gotta remember. I love Uncle Iroh though.
Everyone does. Yes, that's.
I'm like really, really close with him. Like, I'm at a spiritual level with Uncle Iroh right now.
Somebody, I don't know where he is. I'm trying to
see something that's gonna make me cry, and I'm like, please don't.
What is Aang doing? What's Aang doing?
Damn, I gotta remember.
There's a reason why we need to be to be more specific on where you're
down at. Gives me a hint, but huh?
I'm gonna write down everything, and I'll be like the whole breakdown of what I liked about it. I didn't realize how much.
You finished the whole thing? No.
No, I'm not done with it. I'm still
watching. That's what I'm thinking. Where are you, though? Because we can't say anything, respond, based, because there's a lot. That's why when you say he's turning good, I want to know.
What do you mean by that? Yeah. Okay. We definitely got to get back to that. You need to have a better answer than just, oh, Zuko's turning good.
Yeah.
Because that's like.
Feldman's thesis right now.
That's not good. No.
You've met Toph, obviously.
Yeah, I love Toph.
You've met. Have you gone to Ba Sing Se yet? The Earth Kingdom?
I was already in Ba Sing Se, yeah.
Is there stuff going on there? That's like,
I bet that old man.
What? Is it like some...
Has lightning struck?
No.
Have you seen lightning yet from anybody?
No.
So you can't be in Ba...
You can't be in Ba Sing Se yet. I mean, what? The part I'm thinking of for Ba Sing is Appa. What's going on with Appa? Yip, yip, guy.
I don't remember, man. You know, I'm going to give you a breakdown.
He was high. He was high.
Fucking suck.
He was high.
What is
watching.
This?
He was high watching the episode.
I'm just enjoying it. I didn't really.
No. You should be able to tell us exactly what's going on.
Right? Yeah. Jack Hughes. Ivan's a fraud.
Yeah.
I failed you.
Ivan's just trying to say he watched Avatar The Last Airbender so he can seem like he's cool.
Yeah. Like, that's what's you going don't think on. We would test you on this?
Come on now. What do you think this is, son? This ain't no game.
Next episode, I'm gonna have like a whole breakdown.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. All right. Back on.
I like how we stopped everything. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Hold on. Where are you? Who's doing what? Where are they?
Okay. All right. Continue. As you said, obviously, with the America, what with Nickelodeon?
All these networks, like, there was like not one network. I think probably just Disney that didn't have any. Anime, but like
no Disney had,
Disney had Jake Long.
They had Jetix. They had they were buying the cheap anime ones too.
And they had American Dragon.
I'm gonna throw something at you.
What?
Who?
She said Jake Long.
Yeah, American Dragon. That's an anime.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Super Robot Monkey Team Hyper Force Go is an anime.
It's more anime-ish than Jake Long. Jake Long is just a Disney cartoon.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Because then you might as well say Jackie Chan Adventures was an anime.
I didn't say all that now.
And you could stretch it, but no.
It's could
anime
be.
Inspired because they hit it almost, but no, you wouldn't give it that. So no.
But like all those networks had it. So there was like not one network in my childhood besides maybe Disney, like my childhood. And I'm talking about like 90s, early 2000s that didn't have an anime show. ABC Family, when it was Fox Family. They had Metabots, Flint the Time Detective, and
Jaga.
Yeah, bro. I love that. They had three animes, you know, and then WB had Sakura Card Captors. Did they have Shaman King?
Fox had Shaman King.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to mention like regular Fox. Fox had their own Fox too. So it's like, Fox had Digimon.
Beyblade. Beyblade was on one of those. I don't know which one.
Beyblade was. ABC Family.
Because if I remember, WB had Pokemon.
Well, obviously, yeah.
And then Pokemon was in a league of its own. Like, look how big hold up. I don't even have to say how big. I can show you.
Pokemon is... I don't... Pokemon is...
Pokemon's life. Transcended anime. I'm going to be real. It's transcended anime.
Pokemon, you could literally... Like, it's its own separate entity. Yeah. Now, as it should be.
Yeah.
Can't say the same thing about Digimon. But Pokemon,
shots
fired.
At one point in my childhood, I remember when Digimon came out, I was made fun of because I was still watching Pokemon.
When Digimon came out, Pokemon was still fire though. Because you had Johto, I don't even think the regular league was over. The Indigo League wasn't even over yet, I think, when Digimon came out.
No, it wasn't. We were still we still didn't know what Ho-Ho was yet.
Yeah.
But I think those were the things that really touched base, like the opening of the doors of like all these different networks and like all you're catering to like because everyone was watching a network and there was like not one where there was not.
But even then it was still everyone was keeping quiet about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like it was somewhat accessible and reach out to an audience, but people still weren't talking about it like they are to like within the past, I'd say 7 years.
I'd say
is when it really just, I want to say around the time Attack on Titan came out is when anime became like a thing and people were talking about it. Cause that's when I went to my first convention.
I'll give it that. I give that Attack on Titan really, cause it was so genre. It was one of the first viral thing went in the new social media area, because everything before that was Naruto was already established. Everything was already established in their own genre. But I think when Attack on Titan came out, it broke the mold and brought in a lot of fans and like brought in new people. And I would give it that. Also, when you talk about streaming service, even my coworker that makes fun of anime, this dude's obsessed with Baki.
Really?
I can't
and he makes
watch
fun of it.
But no, he loves it. He's like, yo, they got this one thing where the father and the guy, when he does his muscles and they always save their moves. And I'm sitting there, look at this child. Mind you, he's older than me, but he's talking about like, yeah, like the Baki. See, when they make try to mess with Baki, right? Like, you know, when the black guy's talking about DBZ.
Yeah.
That's what it's so it's like, yeah, Baki, right? Yo, when he did his move, right? And then they got this one guy that he don't even wear clothes, he just wears underwears, and they be trying to fuck with him. But I'm like, and I'm just saying, like, yes, yes. Tell me more about speak in my language, sir. He's so passionate, but yet everything. Oh,
one of us.
But
one of us.
Exactly. Then so from there, then he got into Demon Slayer. Yo, so what he is? I'm gonna share the picture because he wants to do a convention. I think he may do Anime NYC. He has twin kids.
Aww.
And here's the thing: his daughter's obsessed with Japanese culture. Like she likes to wear kimono, so she's starting. The seeds have been planted where she's starting to like anime. She's starting to draw like anime style. So he's like, he might take it to Anime NYC, and what he says he'll do, because they're boy and girl, he'll dress one as Nezuko and one as as Tanjiro. And I said, if you do that and you bring these kids to this con, they will be mobbed for pictures. People will lose their minds.
Oh my God, I'm crying right now.
Yeah, and
oh
so I'm trying to get him to do it. So he's like, yo, wait. So he's asking me, wait. I was like, I got you. We will make this work. We'll get them the outfits. I'll find someone that can do but he's like, yeah, he'll bring them and they'll be twin.
How old are they?
They're about six. Six going. They'll be at almost seven. No, they're not seven yet. Six and seven. So they have the perfect age. They're adorable kids. The daughter's obsessed with anime, like Japanese culture. Not the anime is starting, but you could tell by the time she reaches teenager, she will be fully. She's trying to speak Japanese.
Oh my God! Oh,
and I'm like, so I always tell him she's the chosen one.
Yes,
the one that has been foretold.
Oh my God!
To draw the art style is amazing.
My sister has twins, and they'll be turning three in October. But last year, when they came down, I instantly knew what I was doing, and I posted up on my Instagram. I'll share it to the Instagram page, guys. But and my sister, she loves that I'm into this, but she's just like, she doesn't understand. She didn't even know it was called anime.
Yeah.
She's just like, she's into some Japanese cartoon things. I don't know, but that's her and her gang. Like, But I told her, I was like, just so you know, when your kids come into town, like, I'm dressing them up. And she's like, do whatever you want with them. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Just take them.
She don't want to deal with them.
Yeah. Yes. I did. The girl Dallas, she was Naruto, and then I found like these perfect little Naruto like onesies, and then Kobe his name's Kobe. Kobe, his name was he was Sasuke, and then I dressed up as Kakashi, and they were just, we took so many pictures. It was just the cutest thing in the entire world. Even my sister, who had no idea what it was from, she was like, this is so cute, oh my God.
And you gotta let them do Tanjiro and Nezuko next time.
Yes. Yeah. Once they get older. Oh, I have so many. I have so many ideas. God, this is the only reason I want a child, is to dress them up. Other than that, I want nothing to do with them right now.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Okay. All right. Back on track. So yeah, I'm just thinking about babies and cosplays now. Oh my God. My ovaries are screaming. I guess, would this be a good time to segue?
Yeah.
Since my ovaries are screaming. Okay. You good, Ivan?
Yeah, I just heard ovaries and screaming, and I was just like, okay. Yeah.
All right, so I was trying to figure out what a good segue would be, and we've hit a couple of good ones. Interesting thing, too, now that anime is becoming mainstream now and popular, and pretty much it's almost everyone you come across has watched something from it. Could you date someone that's not into anime?
All right, I'll go first.
Yeah, Alex.
You're Alex first.
I can and I have, and I don't think it'll ever change. Okay. Unless, again, she's out there, the chosen one. I do find her, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just watching. I'm like, butt. My cousin, I hate him because he always finds them. And I'm like, you asshole. Why don't you just like let me know first? But he always finds them. Me, I've never found them. If they have, they've kept it quiet. The closest I get, usually like my ex, was Marvel. She loved Marvel. She loved all the DC Marvel stuff. Her favorite character was Batman. So I took that as a win, and I took that. All right, that's as close as I'm going to get. Was that you love, you're obsessed with Batman. You love Marvel, DC, that whole comics okay. things. I'm like, I'll take the win. Other than that, when it came to anime, never. But that, on the other hand, I've never expected it. But I will say my only quality thing is that don't disrespect it.
Yeah.
That was always my thing. And then they never did. They never like, oh, you watch it. No, they knew what it was. Because like, especially like from high school, they'd, a lot of, especially the guys, we were obsessed with that Dragon Ball Z. So we would all be talking about it. So I like DBZ would be the closest, I guess. But other than that, nah, never. So I've never made it a criteria to, when I just be like, just don't disrespect my interest in it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Cause then that's me. That's something I care about. I care about your passions. So care about mine. That's the only leeway I would give toward that. But other than that, nah.
I'm shocked to hear you've ever dated anyone who's been in the anime. I feel like you're missing out. Because I was a girl. I'll let you go before I get to. Because, of course, my take on this is completely, completely different than a guy's.
You want me to...
Are you high, Ivan?
Like, can I date a girl who's not into anime? I mean, I have. I mean, it's not really a deal breaker. It's like a plus. I'd be like, oh, that's awesome. You're into anime?
Yeah.
All right, get a little personal. This girl that I'm into right now, she's heavy into Hunter x Hunter. She doesn't know yet. I ordered her a little like Hisoka plushie.
Wow. Yeah.
It was on sale at Amazon. And I like that because like I like that we could share a common interest. And like my ex before was she was heavy into like Digimon, like she would draw Guillaumon all the time. And I like that because I'm like, oh, I could share my interest with someone. Is it a deal breaker? Like if she's not into it? No, but like is it a plus if she is? And yeah. I like it because then like I could like we could like venture off and like try to find like other animes we've never seen or like we can talk about things like we talk here. It's just a plus. Like I could do with or without.
And I think that you got to put for guys is different than girls.
Yeah.
Guys, we're taking any. What's you bad? You look okay. Good. I don't give a like. You imagine how crazy it is as a guy to say I'm not gonna mess with this girl, bad as she is, all that stuff because she doesn't like anime. We would look. They'd be like, again, no offense. If you're gay, that's cool. But if you know the person like girl, I'd be like, dude, are you gay? Because you'd have to ask that, like. What reason is, why is that a reason? There's got to be something deeper, or there's got to be something more than that. So it's guys, definitely not a deal breaker. I challenge a guy to say that it is.
So hoes before anime?
Yes. 100%. Quote me on that. Hoes before anime. I wish there was a better way to.
We got to start making t-shirts, guys.
Booty before anime. I don't know.
Yeah. Ivan, for you, hoes before anime?
I love the hoes.
Dang. So as guys, we're not gonna say no. No guy is telling you that's a deal breaker. Fuck out of here. You're lying.
None of us are gonna say as much as like, yeah, HOA, bro, hoes over anime.
Yeah. HOA. Okay, so I'll give you guys my as a woman,
yes,
in the anime world, heavy into the anime world and cosplaying world, because that falls into it too, because that's a whole nother weird thing. It is. As of now, it is a deal breaker for me. But the thing is, like for girls, it's easy for us to have that as a deal breaker, because every guy is into it, or so I thought. I didn't make it a deal breaker up until within the past year or two. I'll tell you a little story about why it is now officially a deal breaker. Beforehand, I'd be like, okay, it'd be a plus. Like if they were into something, they had to be into something nerdy, at least be into gaming, at least be into Marvel, at least be into Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Star Rings, like be into something or be accepting and opening of it. So that way, when I'm having my hour long rants on something, you're not like, what the fuck
looking
is
at
wrong
you
with
like,
her? Or if I'm I pick a random day to sit around at home in a cosplay, even though I have nowhere to go. You're not like, what is this bitch doing? So there's this one guy I started.
Is this the story?
I think I've told you this one.
Jesus Christ.
And timing didn't work out either. Cause look at me getting all personal with you guys. This was not too long after I'd lost my dad. So I was just like all over the place mentally. Started dating this guy. Should have known he was a Virgo. Y'all, if you don't take any advice from me, and you guys probably don't give a fuck about zodiac signs, you two on here.
We're men.
I just do it so I know how to talk about, like, hey, you know, we're both men of blah, 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 blah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Women, male Virgos. No, they are the devil. They are literally the devil. I'm a Virgo. I'm a female Virgo. We're completely different. Male Virgos, stay away from them. This guy was a male Virgo. He was an August Virgo at that. That should have been my main thing. He was also sober, which nothing's wrong with that, but he was newly.
Oh,
newly,
okay. All right. About to say.
Sober from like everything under the sun.
Oh, my God.
And he just graduated. He was an accountant and he had a little bit of an anger issue, yada, yada, yada. But he was not into anime. He was not into any of this stuff. He was into Joe Rogan.
What the hell did you see in this guy?
I don't know. I was just bored. I was bored. He was into Joe Rogan. So he would get upset with me. Like, we went on for a couple of months. He'd get upset with me because I didn't like Joe Rogan, but I would watch a couple of little episodes, listen to a couple of episodes with him just so we could, like, you know, do something together. But he would never want to like watch any like Marvel movie, any anime, yada yada yada, blah blah blah. So time goes on and this dude ends up putting his hands on me, right?
Yeah, deal break. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm dumb. I'm stupid. Like I said, it was a bad time for me. I was like, okay, whatever. The cops got called. All right. Sorry, mom. Like, she was involved. Yeah. We and him, like a month later, get into this huge argument, huge, 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 gigantic argument. And it was about us not doing things together and all of that, yada, yada, yada. And I said, oh, well, I watch your Joe Rogan shit with you, but you'll never try to watch like any of the Marvel movies or like any anime or anything I'm into. And he was like, come on, we're talking about something that's like self-helping and bettering yourself and educational versus some stupid whack child cartoons. I looked at him, stopped arguing, and literally walked out, and that was the end of it. After that moment, I was like, no, anime is it's a deal breaker. You got it.
Okay, so as you know, I am a psychologist, well, graduated summa cum laude, psychology maker.
Oh, God, little you're analyzing me over here?
Yes, I'm going to, in the order of things.
I know.
I'm not judging you.
You can judge.
I'm just saying that normally in the order of things, anime would take a back seat to hands being put on for the future. Okay?
Yes.
No judgments. Just an observation. Okay?
I'm aware of this now. Okay. But it was just, like I said.
I had wished that he had said he hated anime first so that you could have left then. Before you
if that got brought up first, then the hands things would have never have happened. Yes. But but I mean, at least I got out of it. I mean,
yes.
Because at that time, like I said, I lost my dad. Anime was like really like I was really vibing with it at that moment. So for him to just completely disrespect like anime like that, something that like was a big part of me and who I am, like you said, like you even said, Alex, like like you don't have to be into it, but you gotta respect he
past,
said
man.
He would say, oh yeah, no, it's fine, but when it came down to it, he was just like, stupid child cartoon, Joe Rogan's better. I'm like, nope, this was a line that has clearly been crossed. I left all my stuff over there. I didn't even get my stuff back. I was just like, it is not worth it, fuck it.
How long has it been, like a year or?
It's been, when did that happen? It's well over a year. I don't think it's been 2 years.
Yeah, because 2 years ago was COVID. So,
I'm trying to think. It was, October of 2020 is when I started dating him.
Yeah.
And then February 2021 is when He disrespected anime and I bounced.
And so that's when you solidified this.
Yeah, just because, and I guess that comes from me having trust issues, but it's like, you can say all you want to that, like, you'll respect it, but I don't want to have to find out in the heat of the moment that you're looking down on something I'm doing, especially too, because I'm into cosplay, and cosplaying just takes this whole weirdness to a whole nother level, because I respect
cosplay, like, you and, like, cosplay, because that's your time devoted.
And money.
Like, because I remember, like, when you started the Vast Cosplay, and I remember I was like, yo, she really sat there and sewed and stitched together. That is a lot of time devoted to that. So anyone you're with, they see you doing that. They can't be scoffing. You would want someone to, all right, look at that. That's like, you would take pride. You know why? Because you're creating something.
It's, I want someone to fuck me in my cosplay costume. Not make fun of me for it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, you, it's something you devote your passion to that you, even if they don't, I mean, ideally the same passion and shit, but they respect your love of it, because that's, again, and I think that's the thing, like I've been saying, you don't gotta love it. I mean, eventually times you end up like liking a little bit, and I give you a taste, and then by then I fully converted you, and I just stand there a little, my hand over is like, done.
Yes.
I brought you over.
Yes.
But yeah, and I think that's the thing about, like, when you say, would you date? And I think women has like a lot more freedom, because again, most guys are gonna be like, yeah, I'm down, whatever.
It's so much easier for us to pick and choose the whole anime thing. Cause when I was on dating profiles, I just had to put anime
and
in my profile. So I was able to filter out that way. Like, okay, all right. And then, like, the guy I'm with, my boyfriend now, like, he was smart. The first thing he asked me, he was like, what's your top three anime? That's how he slid in.
That's how
I was like, oof, you know me already. But he's a One Piece fan. So I mean, obviously, my expectations.
Well, everyone can't be perfect. You know, everyone has their flaws.
Everyone can't be perfect.
They have those things, seriously, mental. Just be observant of that as time. Look at
he has little mental issues, but it's cute. You know, I'm like, oh, look at you. You're in One Piece. You don't know any better.
Yeah, oh, my God. Like, Yamato's fighting. Oh, my God. Sabu
came
back.
You.
Oh, it's so sad. Luffy's crying because Sabu came back. It's so emotional. Yeah, I know a little shit, motherfucker. Yeah, don't look at me.
Yeah, Ivan, that's what you get for saying One Piece isn't that great.
One Piece isn't that great, or Naruto isn't that great?
I mean,
I said it on here, and I'll flex on it.
Yeah, Ivan had the nerve to say that Naruto isn't that great of an anime.
And he said it for people to see, which was crazy.
On Facebook, and I screenshotted it.
Look, people so agree.
Can't ever deny it.
You have whack friends. Your friends agreed. You have whack friends. Tell your friends to take the game up. You're listening now.
Yeah. All your little friends are on here. Ivan's friends are whack too, if you agree with them. Yeah, I said it. Just don't unsubscribe, guys. Don't unsubscribe.
I hope the girl that you're talking, I'm gonna fuck with you. I'm not gonna, a man can't do that to another man, but don't let her know that you hate Naruto. Imagine if she loves it. Then
you know I don't like Naruto.
See? Deal breaker.
She just stops. She just knows that I love Hunter x Hunter just like much. That's her favorite anime and her favorite character, Hisoka. And I'm like, we got to sit down and talk about that.
Wow. If I ever get to meet her in person, I'm going to purposely bring up Naruto. I'm like, so how do you feel about Naruto? It's amazing, like, right?
Like, babe, don't answer unless your lawyer's around.
Yeah.
I
feel sorry for guys that, like, because I could never imagine being with someone who's not into anime, just because, like, when, and it's funny because me and my boyfriend, we don't watch a lot of anime together, because he prefers to watch majority of women on, I prefer to watch majority of mine on my own.
Yeah,
like, but when, like, new stuff's coming out, like Demon Slayer, the new episodes, we were watching that together, and Attack on Titan, we were watching together.
Yeah, we lost you at Demon Slayer.
Hold on.
A little bit.
Okay. Like, all right. Yeah. We prefer to watch them by yourself. Like Demon Slayer, when it was coming out, we were watching that together. Then Attack on Titan, we're watching those new episodes together. Yeah. So, like, new releases we'll watch, but, like,
you can set a point because that's appointment viewing. You're like, all right, this is coming out now. You don't have to binge it. You don't binge together, but one to two together. Yeah.
Yeah. But for the most part, other than that, like, we're watching shit separate. But I need to know, like, if I'm going, and he's not into it as much as I am, but I need to know when I'm going on a rant about something you can follow.
Yeah,
you can reciprocate. Yeah. You can understand how I'm feeling, and you don't think I'm weird if I start crying in the middle of, like, this, or get angry.
At least not too weird.
yeah, not too weird. But the fact that you can reciprocate and understand and contribute to the conversation, because that's literally, you can ask, and it's literally all I talk about. It's all I talk about. So that's why I need someone who, yeah, I'm past the point of understanding. I need someone who can contribute. And he's even willing to cosplay too, which is even another level. Because
y'all ready for that next level?
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been ready for this next level. Like, let me throw a wig on. Let me be.
It's not official to cosplay together. Let me
be your favorite anime character. I am ready to get down and freaky with the anime cosplays. Make my own hentai. I'm ready for it. Ivan, are you good? You've been like weird this entire time we're recording.
Cause I'm just like, I'm like, please don't dress up as anybody. My favorite guy character is just getting clapped.
Well, you're not gonna see this, so don't worry about it.
You can find Emilio and one on OnlyFans. Hey! $20 a month. And subscribe, like, and subscribe.
Only on there, guys.
Beto.
Buy my feet pic.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
But
wait. What? It's Emilio or Amelia?
Emiliano.
Emiliano.
Well, he says Emilio just because people don't know how to pronounce his name. Look at me putting all my business out here. I wasn't trying to say his name.
And my bad. Well, see, I had it wrong. That's you fine. Corrected me. You corrected me. I could have been wrong. They were like, whoops. No, yeah. Because you've called him out on your lives.
I've called him out on my lives.
Yes.
When did I call him out on my lives?
On your lives.
On my lives.
On your IG live, you've called him out.
Because he pops in and says, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be like, hey. Okay. All right. I guess. All right.
You wanted to go with this topic, so we're going with
it. I know. Yeah. We're going with it. Putting all our business out.
This is what dating anime people's like, calling him out on Instagram lives and clapping cheeks dressed up as anime characters.
Yeah, like I said, we haven't reached there yet, but we will. We will soon. Maybe for SuperCon. That's right around the corner. if we go on Sunday, he said he might try and cosplay. It'll be last minute.
I need a girl dressed as Orohime and just go to town.
I'm telling you, Ivan, I told you this before we start recording. You have to, well, now you're about to be locked down. What? You said you keep talking about your girl on here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not that dumb.
I was like,
no, I wasn't talking about it. We're good.
I'm like, babe, if you're hearing, I'm not. It's all good. We're good.
No, that's, yeah. Because you, yeah. So the con hotels, y'all. These are the best places to find. If you're struggling to find people that are into things that you want to be into, mainly we're talking about anime here. So you're struggling to find other people that are in anime. You'll book a room at the Con Host Hotel.
Or anime dating. I'm on not dating sites, just dating sites. Like you said, dude, that's how you found it. Put it there and boom.
What'd you say, Ivan?
There's anime dating sites?
Of course.
Hold up.
There is?
Why wouldn't there be? There's a dating site for everything. Why wouldn't it be an anime?
I was
just
Tinder and Hinge were my main ones. Yeah,
you just stuck with the old. I mean, because you could put profiles there and have that. But of course, there would be anime dating sites.
Yo, he is right.
Why wouldn't there be? There's dating sites for freaking people on a farm.
I know that. And you got like
Christian Mingle,
Black People Meet. I mean, you can find anime people on Christian Mingle.com.
Yeah, of course, it would be an anime dating site.
Yeah, thefarms.com, Mormons.com.
Yeah.
Stuff. Downloading My Otaku as we speak.
Dude, you are locked
down. I'm gonna get on there too. I'm gonna make an account just to see what's out there. I'm gonna let my man know though. Like, hey, this is purely for research purposes. I just want to see what's
just
out
for
there.
Fun.
This is weird. Yeah.
I didn't know.
But no, okay. So everyone, you need to book a room at the Host Con Hotel and just walk around with your cosplay on. You were bound to get some type of action. I'm telling you, it is. This place is, I just want to take a black light at the end of the con and just go through all the rooms in the hallways. Everyone. Florida. Yes.
Literally. A New York scene is nowhere near that free. And that's why part of the reason I don't like New York. Like I've realized that like outside of, because I've said it before. Everyone in New York is a little stush. And especially like age wise, I realized even for like black cons and stuff, those type of things, you got to go outside of New York, the tri-state area. You're not like out there is there way more free man, more open than here. And that's the other reason why finding someone, we're still in that bubble stage, a lot of us up here.
So if
you go to like Anime NYC, they're coming from out of state. So you're never seeing these people anywhere else other than the cons.
Florida never gave a fuck.
Yeah.
So
I don't even mean like COVID. I meant like socially, even before COVID. Like that's
what
I meant like, you know, like in that mental state of, remember up here with y'all, we have the toughness where the New York is, we don't fuck around.
Yeah, y'all are mean. Y'all are dead ass son.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bacon,
so,
egg, and cheese.
That was good. Bacon, egg, and cheese. Yes, yes. That was actually pretty good. So to find that, that's why I said it's really not qualified because I'm not finding it unless I go to cons and I see them.
Yeah.
And by then, most of them will tend to be locked down anyway.
They
found each other. And so that's why I was like, I never made that a qualify, even when I was, because I was like, I never find them.
Okay. So for Hall Matt in December, he should try and make that. Because me and Andrea already said, me and her, we're going to stay at the host hotel because it's at a resort.
Yeah.
And that's like one of the bigger anime ones. It's the Christmas themed anime con. And we're going to stay. And I just already know, like, it's not going to be popping off for me. But for everyone else there, I know I'm going to be witnessing some weird shit, and I can't wait.
I can't do that because I'm out in these streets.
Yes, this is the perfect place for
No. I'm out in the streets as I'm locked down, quote unquote, wink. So I cannot do that. And I will not do that just in case she listens down. But she wouldn't, because ironically, she's not into anime. But she knows
what?
That. But so, shush, no.
Oh,
but,
okay.
So,
we're going to talk after this.
I have to behave myself. So I would not do that.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know. Oh,
well, it's because I that's why I keep things. Well, I mean, I keep things off social media because I like to move a different way. But
yeah,
no, of course I wouldn't go down there and do that.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not. But what'd you say, Ivan?
Gonna do it. Shit, I'm single till like me and her are together. I'm single.
Exactly. So if you can hold off until December, for
6 months.
Oh, bro, you don't know me. I don't care, bro. If I find a Orohime or
just gonna drop her. Wow.
Oh no, I didn't say I was gonna drop her. I was gonna fulfill my destiny and go back to where I'm supposed to. It's called character development, guys.
That's what you're gonna tell her.
Yeah, I
needed it's necessary to for it's, my journey.
I needed bro, to see what's out
journey.
There
it's so my that journey I can be stronger. Her. Okay. It's my journey to her to appreciate her more.
Be like, you are
wait.
Right
so
out of
now,
the fuckboy handbook. Anime
now it's
fuck
anime
boy
before hoes.
It's anime hoes before hoes. That's what he's saying.
That might actually be a thing
for him. It's anime hoes, then hoes, then anime.
Yeah, but if there's cheeks out, bro, like I'm not gonna lie, bro. If Frankie said it before, I was in heaven at MegaCon, bro.
Man, like, oh my god, I had to like wipe the drool from this dude's face.
Oh, like, there's so much cheeks.
I've had plenty of yes.
I was like, marry me, please.
Oh my god, yeah. So, Hall Matt, if you're not locked down, me and Andrea, we're gonna wingman for you. Well, wing woman. We're gonna wing woman for you. We got
no,
you.
Yeah, development. I need it for my journey.
Yeah, one of the girls that I made friends with at the con, she's like my con friend now, and I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna let her know I would mention this to her. I'm not gonna say her name because I don't want to put it on blast because she shared it in her close friends on Instagram.
Yeah,
she it was during Hall Mat of last year. I forgot who she was cosplaying as, but she met some random guy there. He had a con room and all that. And they went and she said, oh my God, it was my first time having cosplay sex. But the thing is that, he went to grab my hair and rip my wig off. So I'm just sitting on top of him in my bald cap. That's the only thing you got to watch out for, guys.
And that's the thing. Cause when that makeup goes off, it's a completely different person.
She sent the emoji of the bald man. She was like, I was just sitting on top of him looking like that.
Is it wrong that I want to dress up as Griffith?
Is that from Berserk?
Yeah, and it would only be fucked up if they know the
truth. Talking about, right?
You're not getting any dress up as Griffith, so don't even try that shit. Better lie and say you're Sesshomaru or something.
No, bro, that's weird. Sesshomaru's whole thing.
Griffith, you want to dress as Griffith? That's weird.
Yeah, you know.
I'd say your best cosplay for you to be fuckable in. You're going to want to do anything from JoJo. You'll be good. Yeah. If you're trying to like draw in the bitches, the anime hoes. Krollo from Hunter x Hunter. That's
girls love Krollo.
Yeah, we love good Krollo. Trunks.
Yeah, that's
Trunks is a good. Oh, Kakashi. I'm naming all our daddies at this point. All the daddies from our Who's Your Daddy?
No, Escanor gets no love.
I mean, he's not up there. Like, he looks good, but he's not up, like the character he reverts back to isn't really like, it's not a daddy. And Escanor is a little too much, you know. I don't know how to say it.
It's only at 12 o'clock though. It's only at 12 o'clock where he's too much.
No one's trying to fuck during the daytime like that.
Yeah, but like if I was
lights off, please.
Like if I look like Escanor, a lot of my friends would not be friends with me because they're like, Ivan, you already have an ego. So I can imagine if you got a six pack. Like, bro, if I look like Escanor, I will be doing my podcast shirtless like every day.
Jesus.
Yeah, and you know what? That's why I always say it's the reason why God made a reason why. There's a reason why he added this weight onto me because he knew I wouldn't know how to act.
No behavior.
My friend Taj said that all the time, like, Ivan, if you had a six pack, I wouldn't be friends with you because I feel like you wouldn't know how to act. I'm like, of course not. Why am I shirtless at the mall? I don't know, but I am.
Exactly. No, exactly. I'd have every reason to walk around happy. You know the cosplays I would be doing at these cons.
But you're not.
If I was in shape. Scorpion was a push. Scorpion, my ass was all out of SuperCon.
It was amazing.
It was just, I'll share a picture of it, guys.
I've seen the picture. Page.
It was literally, I got stopped for so many.
It was amazing. Pictures.
And at first I didn't realize why. And I was like, oh, y'all nasty. Y'all some, but that was.
Oh,
that
you
was
thought everyone decision. Was just friendly? Okay.
Because that was the first cosplay I hand sewed. I hand sewed the whole vest piece. I was proud of myself. I didn't hand sew. Well, I made it from scratch. So I was like, oh, people are appreciating my old school Scorpion. Okay. And I'm like, nah, it's this fat ass.
That badunk.
I'll share the picture on the Instagram page, guys, for $5. $5 and you get access.
But you saw how disappointed I was when we was interviewing the girl that she was female Tengen. And you was asking, oh, what would your superpower be? And like the fattest ass. And oh, if you notice the camera shift, it was like, but then as we saw later,
we went onto her Instagram page.
And I'm like, the lies.
They're like, oh no. That was her friend who said her Kirby power would be autism. We were like, oh, where is this? Megacon wouldn't let us tag them in that photo on that video on Instagram. I was
upset.
I was like, dang, you gonna make a, and she said it so confidently.
Yeah, so, and I was like, but then based on how she dressed in it, I was like, maybe? But I was like, maybe.
Speaking of like,
and all my friends were like, yes, girl, yeah. They hyped her up. Girl, y'all, you got some fake friends, girl.
You know what's funny? Speaking of like the con and like all that, like, remember my interview with Sakesha Ray? Bro, I was sweating bullets, bro. So, fun fact, guys, since we're talking about dating and, like, liking somebody from anime, I had the biggest crush on this girl.
And Sushi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sushi. Past tense?
Because I'm into someone now.
Mm. Okay, that don't change shit.
Okay. Oh, no, you're right, bro. I'll still be in Sushi's DMs, bro.
I follow Sushi page. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Yeah, man, she cosplayed as Law from One Piece shirtless, and I almost cried.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Oh, bro, she's so fine. And that, like,
was very, very precise placement with the sword that she had above, around covering her nipples ever so precisely. So yeah.
Oh, guys, you know what? I changed my. I might need a girl that's into anime because she can do.
You know, it's also like a lot of anime people
anymore.
Yeah, anime people are introverted too. So they're not. A lot of them are like introverted. Like, so then they're in their shell a lot. They don't want to talk with a lot of people. So therefore it's hard to actually find someone that's like, because they're just like you. Like, I'm an introvert. I'm tend to be shy. Mm-hmm. Until I'm like around people I'm comfortable with. So I'm not going to know like you. So I could be sent across someone looking like, damn, she looks fine. We would never know because we're both introverted, not out like that.
And little do you know, she wants to tickle your dende.
Usually they do. But...
yeah, jiggle your puffs.
Come on, man. Help me summon my Shenron.
And that, like, so I'm pretty introverted too. And if I'm out in public and like guys hitting on me, I have anime tattoos on my arm.
So that's you. That helps spark the conversation.
That will help. But then sometimes it's a major. I would say 9.8 out of 10 times it's unwanted and unwarranted. And I'm like, please leave me alone, because I don't like being approached in the first place. I'm like, don't come up to. Yes, I have tattoos. Please don't just say, hey, nice tattoo, and leave it. Don't please don't say anything. So it's a double edged sword. But at least for me,
it's also the butt.
Yeah, okay, that is
what?
Let's be real, it's not the anime, it's the butt. Okay. It's the all butt, right, yeah. Then anime too. Oh, ding ding, let's go.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's what? Booty, anime. What else? Hair. Throw me another word, word there, Alex.
My amazing personality.
I mean, we get there eventually. Come on.
Yeah, we'll eventually end up there sometime after booty somewhere out there.
My dazzling smile.
Your Vaseline smile? Your Invisalign?
Dazzling.
Oh, I heard Vaseline. I'm like, did you mean to say Invisalign? I heard Vaseline. I was like, damn, why is she putting Vaseline on her teeth? I was like, must be a new thing.
Wow. Wow. Thanks.
Hey, it comes with the anime. But it goes down to what we're talking about. Like something about like when someone love an anime, you're not gonna tend usually, unless again you meet them at a con or something, they cosplay. In the everyday world, that you wouldn't find out about that until later. That's not the first thing you ask in a person that you meet. I mean, in your case, Frank, you did it through a dating site, so you already filtered it out as that was the criteria initially that you wanted.
Well, I am that weirdo too, where if I'm matching with someone and I'm going on the first date and anime wasn't brought up, as soon as we go on the first date.
Well,
first of all, the first date I'm taking us to, Ivan, you know where the place is. I'm suggesting let's go to Glitch.
I love Glitch Bar.
I love Glitch. I made the mistake of all my first dates where I was saying, hey, let's go to Glitch.
And then ruining it for yourself.
No, I didn't ruin it for myself because I want to say in like a 7 to 8 month thing, I never went on the second date up until the guy I'm with now, my current boyfriend. Yeah. Everyone else was one date. I was taking them all to Glitch to the point where I was starting to recognize people and I was putting them on the Glitch. So there'd be every now and then I'd run into them at Glitch while I was already on another first date. They're like, oh, hey. And I'm like, hey.
See?
Oh, so who's this you're with? Or like
your replacement.
Like, like how'd you know him? I was like, oh, you know, like, yeah, just old friend. I'm saying, yeah, I was just here with him last weekend. Like, not about to tell him that.
Jesus.
And now if my boyfriend's listening now, he knows that I had us go to Glitch on like our now second.
He probably memorialized. Yo, I remember we went to Glitch and it was so magical. Meanwhile, Frankie's like, all right, number 200. Let me stop. I'm not gonna say 200. Number 27 at Glitch. All right.
And I was like, oh, you gotta do this, this, and this. Like, yeah, I know this game.
Meanwhile, this was like a great moment for him. I met a girl that loves anime. My world has changed. And nothing will be the same. Meanwhile, Frank is like, all right, let's see what this one got. Okay, this one sticks.
Like, let's see.
Good job.
Like, and my mom too. So my mom, I would always, for safety reasons, I'd let her know about like my dates when I was going out. And she'd be like, oh, where are you going this time? Like, oh, we're going to Glitch. And she's like, you're going to learn. I'm taking all these guys to the same place.
Oh, man. I had actually off topic, but on topic kind of. I had a bad experience with something like that. I was with my cousin and he was taking all his like his guy dates to this one place. And he's like, Ivan, I'm hungry. You want to go out to eat to my favorite place? I'm like, yeah. I come with him. He's like, just to let you know, I take all my dates here. And I'm like, I come here too. Why would you say that? He's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, people are already looking at me.
It's like, now, what are you trying to say? Wait, what?
What's the name of the place?
It's at Gordo's on 441.
Oh, Gordo Burger?
Yeah.
Hey, like, oh, that's my spot right there.
He's like, you're the third person I brought this week here. I'm like, this week?
You whore.
Ivan, you seemed like a cheap whore that day.
Damn, you thought it was special, me and my boy. We are, nah, man, you was just number three.
But back to what you said earlier, it's funny how you said, like, not funny, like, it's crazy because, like, yesterday we were at Rocco's Tacos, a group of friends of mine that we're big into anime, and we're having, like, a legit argument about One Piece versus Naruto. It's, like, 2-on-2. All of a sudden, like, two waiters come out of nowhere, like, did you guys talk about One Piece? And, like, the other guy's like, One Piece? And I'm like, whoa, what the heck? It's, like, two guys, like, super, like, buff, like, you know, like, not the typical nerd. You know, not the typical, like, weebo, like, and all of a sudden, like, the cute waitress comes out. She's like, I just started anime. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, sparked something, like, completely, it was crazy. Like, the waiters, like, stopped what they were doing to talk to us about anime. And I was like, huh, maybe I should start talking about anime more publicly now. Like, just like, hey, that's going to be my opening.
You watch anime? It's so rare up here for to find someone like that, that me and my cousins, we would joke, we call, like, the great white buffalo. I don't know if you guys ever saw Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, that's what
Great White Buffalo is.
Yeah, so that's what we would call. No, we have two names. It's either Cartoon Girl or Great White Buffalo, because it would be the rarity again to find someone. Like, the first thing my cousin would be like, yeah, I met this girl. He's like, yo, bro, she likes anime, bro. I'm like, bro, like, that's again, it's rare, and you're not gonna find that, like, unlike you were saying, Frankie, where that's the first thing you would start off. I'm not starting off the conversation like that. Starting with everything else, but, and for some reason, if it happens to come up, then it's like jackpot. But it hasn't happened.
That's so.
Florida, here in Florida, we have a lot. Now I realize it because I do Uber, so I travel a lot. I realize how many places have anime themed or anime oriented, like, places. And, like, first of all, Ramen Lab, that's just, like, a chain that me and Frankie go to. Those places.
Oh! I was just there. Yeah, I know. I'll yesterday, because my boyfriend had never had ramen before. Side story, okay? So the more I keep saying about this guy, he's lucky he's cute. Like, and he's great, and he's just perfect in every way, shape, and form.
Look, he's talking about him.
What? He's a One Piece fan, so there's only so much I can say. But I had mentioned, hey, you know, we should get ramen. This was a while ago. And he was like, I don't like ramen. I'm like, what? You don't like ramen? The entire time I'm talking about ramen, this dude thinks I'm talking about the packs, like the noodles.
Yeah, that's like, what I thought.
Noodles, like the 30-cent packs. So I was like, no, like the bowl, like Naruto, like the bowls of ramen. He's like, what? Like, I don't know what that is. Like, no, I've never had that before. I'm like, huh? And he was like, yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to be that good. So yesterday I took him to Ramen Eatery Lab for the first time. As soon as we walk in, Naruto is playing on the screen. There's Astro Boy, like, yeah, painted on the wall, Goku, Akira.
Not seeing any of that.
Yeah, it's all painted on the wall. And he was like, wow, this shit, this shit joint is playing Naruto. This is not going to be good. That was his first thing. But he loved it. 10 out of 10. He gave it a 12 out of 10. But yeah. Continue. I just needed to give that quick
thing. And, like, even with that, like, you're not, girls at all like that up here? Not my type. Little skinny white chicks.
Aww.
That's what I'm getting.
Aww.
The rarity of finding because black woman, even like anything.
Really?
Rare.
Because I am a part of a page on Instagram called Black Women in Costume or in Cosplay, and it is nothing but beautiful black bitches in cosplay.
Not in New York City?
It's all over the country. I will give you the Instagram page so you can go, because they tag their Instagrams, so you can see, like, where they're located.
It's very rare up here.
Majority of them are actually Orlando here in Florida. Orlando has, like, the biggest, like,
I mean, we've seen.
It has a big community. They have, like, the hugest community. They have, like, so many stores.
I mean, Frankie has met one that of one I have met. So, yeah. they exactly.
Hey, girl.
Exactly. So, I should tell
you. Don't say anything.
Don't say that's it. That's all we got to say. Exactly. Where? But it's not New York.
That's crazy. I would think New York would be, like, a hub.
Yeah, it's there. Again, they're either out of state, probably Long Island, but nah.
What'd you say, Ivan? You cut out again.
No, I'm saying I thought so because of Comic-Con, because I know they have, like, the biggest cons in New York.
Yeah, well, surprisingly, when it comes to, like, New York Comic-Con and San Diego Comic-Con, anime is, like, the least represented thing there.
Oh, man.
At those two, like, at the granddaddy of all conventions are the least represented things there.
And I think another issue is also age-wise.
What do you mean?
So we're talking like young. Remember, more people coming out is younger on the younger side.
Well, I mean, you're how old? You're like
35.
48.
Whoa. 35.
You're 35?
Yeah, I'm 35.
Good for you.
Black don't crack. You know how it goes.
Yeah, black don't crack. So,
and here's the thing. I've looked like this since I was like 24. If I'd like, I have on my IG page my 10-year challenge. I look younger now than I did then.
I mean, shoot, I feel you, bro. That,
so.
that 30% of melanin that I have has been helpful, bro. Yeah. I'm like, I'm 30. They're like, what? Like, what do you do? I'm like, black mom.
There you go. Exactly. Black you hold mom. On to it. Black don't crack. So.
No, same. That's why I can still get away with claiming I'm 17 if I feel like I'm in a really weird, creepy situation. With
pretty much, yeah. Shoot.
Like, I'm 17 still. And they're like, oh, okay, sorry. No. They don't question it.
Jesus.
Yeah, we tend to look like this. I've looked like this since I was 18. Beard, everything, even the little, I've looked the same. Meanwhile, if you like Tom and Matt, I feel so bad. Matt a little bit. Matt is holding on just a little bit.
Yeah.
Tom is
clearly
You can look photos of us when we were in high school. I look like this and he looks younger, like a kid.
Wow.
Oh. That's what's helping me out.
Like I said, black don't cry and Spanish don't perish.
Yes. No.
That doesn't rhyme. But
it's brown don't frown. I made that one up a while ago. That brown don't frown, baby, because when you frown, you wrinkle. So
shout out to the Japanese and Asian community. You guys
look Asians forever. Don't raisin.
What? Forever. Until a certain age and then boom.
Yeah, because I just saw
but that age is like 87.
Yeah, yes. Like, that's true.
They all like,
they'll be 60 in their 60s looking like 20-year-olds.
And then as soon as they hit like and 80, then they start goes, to look their age.
Like it's just a drop. I knew that since I was a kid.
Yeah, Asians don't raisin. Yeah,
I just saw. I think was it Netflix or Hulu? They have a Utada Hikaru's like whole performance. Her recent.
How old is she? Yeah, isn't she like old?
Yeah, she's old, bro.
Because Kingdom Hearts was freshman in high school, so that was like 20 years ago.
That was her Coachella thing, right?
Yeah, I was 10 when Kingdom Hearts. Holy shit!
Yeah, so that was about 20 years ago, and I'm like, how are you still a kid? That doesn't make any sense. When did you start? That you can have this long and she looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Sheesh.
So, you know what? Fuck it. We're gonna go after Asian girls from now on, Alex.
We? Nah, son. That's all you.
Alex ain't going that route.
We?
No, come with me, Alex.
No, sir.
I personally don't care. I dated he was half German, half Japanese. And I like, it was such a toxic. What is he?
I'm trying not to say it. Yeah, it's nothing. I was trying not to say it on air, but yeah,
Ivan, if you want to make that sacrifice, go for it. But yeah, I'm Alex not going that route.
My experience is nothing. I can't do it. Mm-mm.
Nine,
nothing. Nine. If I find one, then it's like same as finding an anime girl, like Great White Buffalo. But other than that, nah.
Nah, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Never.
No.
Unless it's with us,
but in it. I don't discriminate. Like I said, I dated a guy. He was half Japanese and half Asian. He was actually a sushi chef too. So, but he
and
that
he
was,
did.
That
did he like anime?
No.
Wow.
But he wasn't judgmental. This was before I dated.
I would have judged him. Like, how are you?
You know what? I was like, this is
like, what?
Well, this is your culture. You're already making sushi.
It's like a black person doesn't like hip hop. Again, you don't have to. But really,
it was really? Surprising. But that was because he chose a different path in his
life. He went out of his way to choose. But
he was into literature. And
but you're a sushi chef, so you didn't go that far.
He was a sushi chef because another background story of how great Frankie's dating life is, how she can pick up. I matched with this guy on Tinder.
Been boy, you Tinder gave you was giving these dating sites to God, boy. You
that's how I met Emilio. I met Emilio through Tinder.
I know you had to with the amount of roll of the dice, you had to hit jackpot at one point.
This dude, right? He's comes over and he was a lot shorter than I thought. He was like almost my height and he was really small. And I'm like, okay, but like you're kind of cute, whatever, I'm bored. Like, all right, this ended up turning into a relationship. I shouldn't have gotten it. I was just bored. I'm like, whatever. And he had a dog. I was like, ooh, I want access to a dog all the time.
Yo, your
and he's
criteria,
a sushi chef, so I was getting the hookup.
I gotta say, other than anime, your criteria is very low.
Like, this was also like right after I lost my dad, okay? It was weird.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm gonna give you that era. Yes,
give me that time.
Okay.
So we're talking and all of that, and he keeps telling me all these books that he's read, and I'm like, wow, you're really well read. And a small part of me like thought that was kind of weird until the third time we're together. He's like, hey, I feel like I need to let you know, but there's something serious like you should really know about my past. I'm like, okay. And he was like, I'm a violent convicted ex-felon.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's why you're so well read.
What? Okay, so we're gonna turn
years.
What? Like he caught a body?
No. So his mother was a drug dealer.
What?
Him and his best friend.
Boy, if you wasn't with Emiliano right now, I swear to God, we'd have to have an intervention. We would have to cut, like, change this episode. That anime is the least. I'm judging you. I'm sorry. Because then I would have to really, I think I told you this before, where I'd have to psychoanalyze you. Because you're talking about, so you can't judge me on this anime thing now, because God, at least I got everything else prioritized. Yeah.
Okay, let me finish the story because it gets worse. Okay.
Oh my God.
So, we gotta change the title to Anime: A Road of Destruction.
Yes.
So
finish the story.
His mom was a drug dealer, right? My mom can hear me. She's gonna be pissed. I'm airing everyone's business out. But I'm like, oh well, mom, doing it for the views. She sent my ex and his best friend to go collect money from this dude who owed her money, and she gave him a gun to be like, hey, like, use this just to scare him. There was no safety on this gun or anything. He shoves it to the front of his pants, and he's kind of like, goes up to the guy like, hey, you owe us money, and like lifts up the front of his pants, right? And the guy was like all scared, and his, like I said, his best friend's with him too. The guy is like, hey, I'm gonna run inside the house and like get the money. And he's like, okay. I'm like, you let him walk away after you saw you were there to collect money with a gun. You let him go back into the house where his phone is. Dude, yes, called the cops. Fine. Next thing you know, cops are pulling up. And they got arrested. And he said his mom ended up getting arrested. His best friend got arrested and he got arrested. And the dude who called the cops got arrested. I was like, dang, you tattled on yourself.
Oh my God.
He said he's sitting there. He said his mom went to jail first. And then it was like a few months later, his best friend went to jail, and he said he was just sitting there for like another 6 months because it's a last minute thing. Just waiting to go to jail. He did like 5 years, and he said he just did nothing but read the entire time. He kept himself, because he's a small guy. He's a really small guy.
Sure, nobody tried to take his butt like while in jail.
You know what?
And what you said, he's half German, half.
Half Japanese. He's in the boxing. And all of that, but
he had to be. He better learn how to fight.
There was just little things here and there where I'm like, I think something happened to you. Because he also come to find out he was an alcoholic, and he was starting to get a little cray cray.
Yeah.
And every time we start drinking, he never put his hands on me because I could have taken him. I was bigger than him, so I would have easily squared up with him.
Jesus.
But yeah, so. And then that's when, after like 2 months after breaking up with him, then I went on to the guy who put his hands on me that disrespected anime. And then after that, I stopped. That's when I was just taking every guy to glitch, not going on second dates. And I stopped dating for a while. I stopped dating for a very long time and only matched with Emiliano out of sheer luck because I was about to delete my Tinder profile.
I'm saying, like, you had to, again, that you had to hit. You was just rolling. Oof, oof, snake eyes. Seven. There you go. That's all I'm hearing.
Jackpot.
And you're losing a lot of money in between.
I wasn't losing money.
Time. The metaphor is time. Oh. Your time is being. Yeah.
Now I'm still having a pretty good time. I mean, when I was going on all like just those one little dates.
I mean, you got stories for days.
Yeah, I got stories. Y'all don't even know how many stories I got. I was going to Glitch. Glitch was my favorite place. I was going to Glitch every weekend. I wasn't paying for shit. Like. It was great. And the guys were fun. I was just like, yeah, you're not worth a second date. That's it.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
I say. But yeah, anime, that's the game breaker for you. That's That's see, I come out looking sane. I thought I was gonna come out looking. No. I'm the sane one.
No, yeah, you're the sane. I'm sane now. I'm really curious if my boyfriend's gonna listen to this episode though. Very curious.
Keep it away. Keep this away from him at all costs.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure that HR does not see this video. I'm using her initials.
Oh, I thought you meant our HR department. I was like, who is the head of HR?
I don't think we had HR. It'd probably just be Alex and Tommy.
Alex, since he's the psychology major here.
Yeah, we and Alex
are gonna.
I technically am sort of the HR of second round.
Tommy would not be HR. Tommy is not HR at all.
Usually he comes to me like, dude, I'm like, calm down. Let's see this dude. You saw, yeah, I am. That would be considered my job. I am the HR of second round.
Tommy wanted me to wear when we were getting the panel for Hall for Spooky Empire. Just to give you more reason as to why Tommy is not head of HR and never will be. He wanted me to wear something that would entice the male viewers in the crowd. He was like, hey, you know, if you want to like wear something like tight, you know, all that.
And see, and then I would have been like, Tom, can we go over the handbook, please? No, so we I ended cannot.
I wore leather leggings and a crop top and it went over. Really, it was a hit.
I would have been like, Tom, we cannot ask the female.
I'm like, am I the whore? Because I was the only female at the time.
we cannot ask female members of the crew to wear revealing clothing. That is, if they choose to, that is on them. We cannot ask that.
And I'm realizing too, I was like, wow, his wife's gonna be there. Like, does he know? Does she? I'm thinking, does she know that like he wants?
He used to tell her to do it, and that's what she used to do.
No, so the first thing, as soon as I get there and meet Jen, she's crouched down near the stroller and I'm standing next to her and she just looks over and she's like, oh my god, your ass is huge. That's the first I was like,
y'all
are perfect together. Yes, I love you guys.
Her cousin Becca, which is rivals your own, don't worry, but she tells her the same thing and I tell her the same thing. that's her cousin, so yeah, she has no qualms about that.
No, it was great. So yeah. So HR is Alex. So if there's any complaints with these episodes, guy, I mean, you can still shove them up your ass. But if there really is something, take it to Alex.
I would tell them to shove it up their ass as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But if something bothers you, take it to Alex. Because we don't care. Alex cares. Just don't unsubscribe. That's all we ask. Don't unsubscribe, guys. That's all we care about.
If you stayed on this long, it was worth it. This was amazing.
Yeah, what are you still doing here if you have an issue at this point with everything we've talked about in this episode and past episodes? Come on now. You're just as dirty and gross as the rest of us.
You're nasty.
Yeah, because we are going to bring back Anime After Dark.
I mean, this was like a precursor to that. Anyway.
Yeah, this was just a little taint tickle of Anime After Dark.
Anime Tail Tickle.
Tail Tickle.
Because usually
they
tend to stick it up their ass.
They have the butt plug tails.
Yeah, pretty much. There you go.
That's what Ivan wants, because Ivan wants to get with a furry. So.
And that's usually what they're going to have on.
I'm getting raped?
What?
Oh, no, we said you want to get with a furry, so we're talking about the butt plug tails.
All right, that's the signal to close.
Butt plug?
Yeah. Okay, all right, guys.
I'm terrified
Thank
now.
You for tuning in for another weird episode. Shut the fuck up, Anime Zone. I don't even know what the topic was for this.
No, we stayed on topic. We stayed on. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Once again, I am your amazing host, Frankie. Oh, I forgot my name. Frankie, aka Pixel Potato, aka That Bitch, aka I need to do some self-reflecting on my dating life. So I forgot to text everyone how to sign out and order again. We're going to get this down. Ivan, go ahead and say goodbye to the people.
Alrighty. Well, this is Ivan, aka Chico Stick, aka my grandma's favorite grandson, and we are out.
All right. I am Alex A-Town Ryan, and since I plan to live in New York City for a little while, since I'm almost buying a house here, yay, I'm almost done with that deal, I'm giving up on the dream of getting a girl that loves anime as much as I do, and that's okay. All right. Aww. As we've seen, there are clearly way more important things than, yes, all right? We've seen there are many poor things. As long as you respect my passion, and I respect yours, except for if you love love and hip-hop, but I'm pretty sure that phase is past. us as a community and as a people, hopefully. But other than that, just show respect for whoever you're with, that they love your passion, you love theirs. If they eventually grow to love yours, that's even a plus.
Aw, that's such a nice note to end on. Except for me, as long as you like anime, I'm willing to put up with anything. So, all right, guys.
Yes, and you will meet with HR about that. That's the thing.
Having a long, long discussion. Therapy, maybe. You know, that always works. All right, guys. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week. Oh, also, happy birthday, Andrea, because it will be her birthday
Happy birthday,
out.
Andrea.
Yay, queen of daddies. Woo-hoo!
I would have loved to hear her take on this. We definitely got to do this again. I
mean, oh my God, yes. We'll do this again with everyone on. We'll do this again.
If you could get, like, I know when the episode airs, if you could get a live with her talking about it, or anyone else, the other crew that wasn't on this episode, love to hear that.
Yeah, because Cole's actually engaged to someone who's into anime.
Yeah.
So that would be an interesting take as well. So, okay. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Woo-woo.